had left the company as soon as they came north. Instead of an outsider, the Duke's senior squire had taken over as junior captain. First Jory, whom Pox remembered from Arrhenius, and now Selfer. Jory had gone for training with the Knights of Falk. Kesem, who had been little more than a boy when Pox knew him, was now the Duke's only squire. Pox thought about that arrangement and frowned. That still leaves two cohorts without a backup captain, or the recruits without one.
Valichi's back with recruits, said Keffer. You're right, really. Four captains for three cohorts, and Pont is seconding Krakonia again. But we're staying together, and in one place. We don't really need the others.
Gods grant they don't get the fever, any of them. You know, Kef, it would be difficult if Arkelin or Doran got sick, or took an orc arrow.
Stammel yawned. It was late. But the Duke's never had trouble with fever, she said one morning. And here in the north...
I know. Vic nodded. It is odd. The surgeons think it may be that with so many of us, though we clean out the jacks twice a season now...
It's not only that, put in Stammel. We're seeing a lot more trade now, more people coming in from Varela and such. They might be bringing it.
Pox thought back to the lectures in Finn Pinnear on fortifications and water supplies. Surely nothing was wrong in the design, but she thought she'd look for herself.
Besides, we may be getting something from all the orcs around.
Devlin reached across her for another hunk of bread.
Tur knows there's enough of them, the filthy beasts.
Where are they coming from?
Out of the very stone, for all we can tell.
Stammel frowned.
You won't know about this, Pox, but off to the northeast is a mess of caves and passages that were full of orcs when the Duke took this grant. The Lairs, it was called, and that's where the trouble started. Thing is, it'd take five companies the size of this one to find and clear all the caves, and they've been striking west of here. We wonder if they have another complex of caves somewhere west.
What have you done?
Everything the captains can think of. Random patrols? Fine. But some of them are out 3 days without spotting an orc, and others run into bunches too big to tangle with. Pursuit of each band spotted? The last ones we tried that with took off straight north, up onto the moors and kept going. Setting ambushes in likely spots? Again, sometimes a patrol's out for days without any orcs, and another time, it's nearly wiped out. Perimeter control? We haven't enough for that. If we're going to hold the two villages, the stronghold, and protect the road at all.
Pox couldn't think of anything else herself.
So far, they're under control, despite some losses. The crops are still going in and being harvested, and the villages haven't been burned, but they're keeping us busy day after day. We can't tell exactly what they're after, either. Sometimes it seems they're just asking for a fight. They haven't tried a full-scale assault on the stronghold or the villages. Of course, that would be stupid of them.
What I think...
Stammel stopped and looked around. Most of the others had left, and he glared at Vic until the redhead shrugged and went out. That left Devlin, Pox, and Stammel at that table.
What I think, Stammel began again in a quiet voice, is the Duke's not keeping his mind on it. That sister of Venner's.
I don't believe he'll marry her, said Devlin. I can't...
Stammel shook his head. He's thinking of heirs now. At his age, if he's to sire his own, it's time he was at it. I don't like her any more than you do, Dev, but she's the only woman around who...
I don't understand, said Pox. You say the Duke is planning to marry? I thought Kolya said he never would after...
She stopped, before saying the name. That's what I would have said. But these